Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Lars Sullivan faces accusations of inappropriate messaging this morning, plus an uncomfortable feeling among NXT talents following the recent COVID outbreak, and WrestleMania's 37 and 38 start to take shape. For Monday, October the 12th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. This Friday night on SmackDown, we saw Lars Sullivan make his WWE return, a figure that has had quite the controversial run since he debuted on the main roster. And following his return to WWE on SmackDown, he has been accused of sending inappropriate messages to a woman on Instagram. So this was posted on Reddit yesterday afternoon, which showed screenshots between Lars Sullivan and Instagram user Yoga for the Athletes. Some of the messages back and forth between the two are of a continuously creepy nature. And Bodyslam.net exclusively reached out to Annika from Yoga for the Athlete, and she shared a string of other messages that she's had back and forth with Lars Sullivan. Lars' sentiment being an overarching theme of lechy behavior towards Annika, whilst asking consistently for candid photos of the yoga-based Instagram influencer. Lars and WWE haven't commented on these messages yet, but as I say, go to bodyslam.net and you can see the messages back and forth for yourself from Lars Sullivan and Yoga for the Athlete. We'll keep you up to date on this one via cultaholic.com. This comes from Fightful, who say that NXT trainees were set to return to the renovated Performance Center this past Thursday. We know that there's been some issues at the Performance Center following a COVID outbreak among NXT talents. However, it has been reported by Fightful that many within NXT are uncomfortable with returning to the Performance Center for that reason. Now, just a few months ago, NXT talent were told that there would be no pressure for them to perform. A similar sentiment that was said to WWE stars, how there was no pressure for them to be a part of forthcoming programming during the pandemic. But according to Fightful, they might need to explain it to Vince if they can't be a part of it. Now, we haven't heard of any instances of that happening amongst the NXT talent. It's a tough one because especially if you're within like the Performance Center and you're a new recruit there, you want to impress, but at the same time, you've got those overarching concerns about COVID-19 and especially fresh off a COVID outbreak where you're about to work as well. However, NXT trainees who have been in contact with Fightful have expressed discomfort with training, not only because there have been outbreaks at the center, but also multiple NXT trainees have said that there is a number of, quote, COVID truthers among the NXT roster. Those who just don't take the COVID situation that seriously at all. So you can imagine that would add to the uncomfortable atmosphere amongst the NXT trainers. This is NXT trainees and trainers and recruits. This is a weird time for all of us. And I can imagine the trepidation of going back into a Performance Center area where there has been an outbreak of COVID-19. Looking ahead to something a little bit brighter, Wrestling Observer Newsletter says there are plans afoot for WrestleMania 37. We finally have ourselves an idea of what is going to be happening with the granddaddy of them all. So WrestleMania 37 going to be taking place on March the 28th, 2021, and it looks as if it's a lock-in for Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. So this has been reported previously, but it looks pretty set in stone now that next year's WrestleMania is going to be emanating from Raymond James, where we were meant to see it this year. This now means that the plan is for WrestleMania 38 in 2022 to take place in Los Angeles. So everything gets bumped back a year. It turns out that WWE always wanted WrestleMania to be in LA for 2022. However, LA were pushing for it to be held in 2021, and they eventually acquiesced to that. And with everything that's gone on in the world now, Florida being the one place that is letting stadiums back in, it makes sense to try and get WrestleMania sorted in a state that's doing that if you want to do it in front of a big crowd. And then by 2022, with the dust hopefully having settled on everything that we've been through this year, have the big show take place in LA later in 2022. So WrestleMania 37 and 38 seems to be set in stone at this point. Some concerns over a WWE Hall of Famer this morning, as it's come to light that Scott Hall did an online meet and greet over the weekend, but got it cut short as Hall was apparently out of sorts. So Steve Ruiz was one of the people watching the Scott Hall meet and greet and watching over it, and says, quote, "He was being difficult. They got a late start. Mike was trying to get through everyone's orders in a timely manner, but Hall kept having issues with every inscription or request and had issues with how rushed he felt. He was trying, but he wasn't in a mental state to push through so quickly with so many items in a four-hour period while being streamed live. Kevin Nash could multitask, tell stories and crank out signatures," he says. Now, following the event being cut short, we heard from Mike from Dark Parlor Originals, who put a video online saying, "First and foremost, we're going to take care of Scott. We're going to make sure he has what he needs. He's had some issues recently. It's not my business to talk about. We are not here to make him look bad. And we here at Cultaholic, of course, we send our best wishes to Scott Hall, who seems like he's going through a tough time once again at the moment." So could Matt Hardy be close to a return to AEW? We haven't seen Hardy since his awful, awful fall at AEW All Out. And we are hoping to see him back in good form soon. He's actually returning to the internet today. He took to Twitter yesterday to announce a brand new web series is launching today, in which we will be introduced to the new him. The Multiverse of Matt Hardy, as it is called, is debuting at 12 Eastern today on Matt Hardy's Twitter. He said the following on Twitter. Hardy said, "Finally, tomorrow at noon, the first episode of my brand new web series, The Multiverse of Matt Hardy, debuts. Get ready to see all of me and meet the new me. There is a teaser posted on his Twitter, and you'll be able to watch it not just via Twitter, but on his official YouTube channel tomorrow as well." From Dave at the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, ROH champion Roosh, who didn't work the last set of tapings for Ring of Honor, looks as if he is coming to the end of his time with ROH. His contract is set to expire at the end of this year. Roosh is a former ROH champion, had a showdown late last year, with PCO that led to PCO's Ring of Honor title run as well. Where he goes from here, I don't know. Personally, I think Roosh has got that kind of look and feel that would make him a lock-in for WWE. I wouldn't be shocked if conversations have already happened between those two. Seth Rollins is saying farewell tonight, just taking a look at some of the things announced for Monday Night Raw, as well as a farewell from the Messiah as he heads to Friday Night SmackDown in the draft. Mustafa Ali will speak for the first time since being revealed as the leader of Retribution. A dual brand battle royal is happening. The winner will be the next challenger for Asuka's Raw Women's Championship. And we'll see Kevin Owens and Aleister Black face off in a no disqualification match tonight as well. Speaking of the dual brand, so the draft continues tonight. We had some big moves take place on Friday Night SmackDown, which sees the New Day split up and the SmackDown tag titles moving over to Raw. Now, this leads to the possibility, according to Dave Meltzer, of the Raw tag team titles going the opposite way. The Street Profits being moved to SmackDown, where they'll take those tag team titles with them. I presume they'll get, if that is the case of what is going to happen, they have to rebrand those belts. That's just weird having the Raw tag team champions on SmackDown. That's a very strange situation. So we will see how that shakes down. The draft takes place tonight. So you'll have all the details on where it went down tomorrow on Raw Graded here on the Cultaholic podcast feed and on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. We've teamed up with Audible to sort you out with a free audiobook on us. If you're thinking about joining Audible, why not do it and get a wrestling book to get you started as well? You go to cultaholic.com/audible and take a look at some of the free audiobooks on offer should you sign up for 30 days. Those books including things like From Under the Black Hat, which is the incredible story of good old JR Jim Ross, Eggshells Wrestling in the Tokyo Dome by Chris Charlton, and Death Clutch, the story of Brock Lesnar coming back from the brink and becoming one of the most successful athletes in sports entertainment history. Just three of the books on offer from us. When you sign up for 30 days, choose a book on us to listen to. If you don't like Audible, you can cancel. It won't cost you a penny. You get to keep the audiobook, though, as a thank you from us. Find out more at cultaholic.com/audible.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This weekend, the GCW Collective went down. Massive weekend of independent wrestling. And a few notes from that. First of all, got to say, Sami Zayn, he loves that Danhausen, as we all do. So Effie and Danhausen teamed up over the weekend, aka Gaytanic Panic. They teamed up and, oh, they walked out to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John. And they were both wearing El Generico masks. Sami Zayn caught wind of a video of this and retweeted it, saying, "Looking good, Housen." Sami Zayn giving the nod to Danhausen. We had a really strange scenario over the weekend regarding the IWTV Heavyweight Championship. So Warhorse defended the belt against Zachary Wentz, and then the belt went missing. And it turned up an hour later on Craigslist for $800. And there were people scouring footage to see what happened. There was apparently on the hard camera, I couldn't see it myself, you could see somebody taking the belt. There was an address where the belt was apparently being held at. And it all felt pretty awful, like for somebody to steal a belt at a major wrestling show like this. Anyway, as it turns out, It was a setup all along. Gary J on Sunday afternoon walked out with the championship belt over his shoulder. Oh, you got us good. You got us good, GCW. You got us good. Also over the weekend, just lots of love for the world of independent wrestling. It wasn't without its bumps, as there was an agent issue that led to Fred Rosser, Heath Carlito and Chris Masters all being pulled from the Sunday shows. But every promotion involved put on a very unique and a very special card. Also, respect to AEW for working with the indies. So we had Orange Cassidy, Marco Stunt and Wardlow all making appearances during the weekend, all getting incredible ovations. This is part of AEW allowing their roster to go and work independent bookings, and it really just added to those shows. Marco Stunt stepping in to face Effie in the Too Hot for TV match, as Priscilla Kelly unfortunately had to pull all her commitments for the weekend following a family emergency. Orange Cassidy stepping in there against Ricky Shane Page was an amazing sight as well. Wardlow walking out, big pop for Wardlow. Also, stars from Impact were there, like Kylie Rae and The North were part of the shows as well. Ring of Honor guys like Jonathan Gresham, I guess he's his less successful brother. Jonathan Gresham and Lee Moriarty putting on a show over the weekend. But there's stars from all wrestling promotions, pretty much, except WWE. We're a part of 12 amazing shows. So many highlights. Too Cold Scorpio rolling back the years for the culture. Gresham and Moriarty's clinic, as I just mentioned. Orange Cassidy and Shane Page, as I just mentioned. As I said, the Too Hot for TV match between Effie and Marco Stunt. Not one to show new wrestling fans, that one. They might not get it immediately, but it's still brilliant. During the Cluster F, Joey Janela's spring break, we had Yoshihiko and the Invisible Man's epic confrontation. Kylie Rae and Josh Alexander had a really emotional freelance championship match in the main event of Freelance's show. Just so many highlights from the weekend. Massive respect to everybody involved in GCW The Collective. You put on an absolute show. Check out Cultaholic.com right now. Kevin Owens is talking about how he nearly returns to NXT full time. Plus, find out if Samoa Joe is returning to the ring at Cultaholic.com. You have to join us on Twitch. Last night, Adam Pacitti had us all captivated for 4 hours of online bingo. It was a roller coaster. Today, it is something brand new, kind of. So you and I normally do Bad Movie Tuesdays on a Tuesday. We have a little shuffle around in the schedule. We're now doing Midday Movie Monday. One of them. Basically, 12 o'clock British time. You and I are going to watch a crap film. Seems like a nice way to start the week. And later on today, editor Andrew is going to be dusting off the PlayStation 2. He's been cranking out some Jack and Daxter lately, so he'll continue his adventures tonight from 6 British time. On the YouTube channel, over the weekend, we dropped 2 new list videos for you. 10 shocking previous jobs of famous wrestlers and 10 real-life wrestling heroes. You can watch both of those right now on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. And here on the Cultaholic podcast feed, you can now hear a brand new episode of Wrestling Curiosities. We are looking at the incredible life and times of female wrestling trailblazer Mildred Burke. This was the lady that pretty much set the pace for women's wrestling back in the 20s and the 30s. It's an amazing story, and you can hear it right now. Coming up this week on the Cultaholic podcast feed as well, we have a brand new watch along for you as myself, Matthew Gregg, and joined by Joe Atherton, a.k.a. Athers, from the Smack Attack podcast. We're watching Judgment Day 2000 in its entirety. That'll be available for you on Tuesday. A brand new Desert Island Graps on Wednesday as well, featuring indie star, recently introduced to AEW Dark Audiences. We've got Puff on, talking about his life and times. And as it's Desert Island Graps, he's going to be picking 3 wrestling matches that he will watch while stranded on a desert island. That is Wednesday on the Cultaholic podcast feed. It's a big week ahead here at Cultaholic. Hope you'll stick around and check out all that we have for you. If you are one of these places, maybe not in the UK, but around the world, that find yourselves going headlong into a lockdown, relax.
but wrestling-based entertainment covered via the YouTube channel, via Cultaholic.com, via Twitch, and here on the Cultaholic podcast feed. We've got you covered. We've got you covered. My name is Tom Campbell. Thank you for joining me this morning. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.